come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land.
All aboard.
We have ignition.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Oh, look at all the people.
He better start the show rolling.
Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 352 of Word on the Main Street podcast. I am one of your hosts, Sean Lords.
And I'm Brian Lords.
We have a show for you today.
Indeed.
It's going to be wild and crazy.
Because we're wild and crazy guys.
Yes, yes. Yep, that's us. The wildest and craziest of the
guys,
male species. Yes. But before we get into that, we do want to thank All Enchanting Ears, Mr. Bill Schirkenbach, Yvonne Paradise, and Beck and Ruby Lords for being members at buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS. We appreciate it. Yeah, we do. And we also want to thank our beautiful, talented sponsor, Get Away Today.
Absolutely. Get Away Today is a fantastic travel agency to work with. And if you need to get away, make sure to contact them today. They are going to make sure they do their very best to make sure you have the most magical trip possible, whether that's to the Disneyland Resort, Disney World Resort, Aulani Resort in Hawaii, Adventures by Disney, or the Disney Cruise Line, or any other non-Disney, less magical destination. They're going to be there for you every step of the way from the time that you book your trip until the time that you return home. So if any problems do arise, they are just a phone call or email away to be able to get you taken care of. So be sure to use them to their fullest extent, so they will be there for you. They've also got some options with their peace of mind plan, their layaway plan, so you can kind of make your vacation plan work as best for you as possible. If you want to make sure to get a trip booked as soon as you can, of course, let them know about our promo code. That is MainStreetPod10. That's all lowercase, the number 10, and that is going to get you $10 off any two-night or longer Disney travel package. So visit them in their office in South Ogden, Utah, online at www.getawaytoday.com, or you can give them a call at 855-GET-AWAY. That is 438-2929.
And of course, that $10 can get you many a thing.
Many.
In fact, here's a good plug for Get Away Today, our sponsor. I was looking at the old Instagram today. Perhaps the young kids don't know that platform. I'm just kidding.
No, they don't. They know nothing about it.
But they posted, this girl from Get Away Today was all like, here's my favorite food combination from Disneyland. And it was the garlic cheesy pretzel bread from Maurice's Treats, and she got a skewer from what's it called, Bengal Barbecue.
Nice. Which one?
She had three of them.
Oh,
different ones.
Nice.
And she said, grab your favorite Bengal Barbecue skewer. Pretty sure she got the Bengal beef is what it looked like.
I do
what
like
she
that.
Grabbed. And the pretzel bread is cut in the middle and then has the cheese and garlic inside. And she put the skewer in there and got all the meat into that bread. And then you've got a Bengal beef, garlic, cheesy sandwich type thing.
Oh, that is genius.
Yeah, yeah. So try yourself
I'm
one of those.
I'm going to have to try that
the
next
house.
Time. That sounds so good.
I forget how much a Bengal barbecue is. It's got to be like $4 or so.
Something like that. I don't remember. It's been a while.
And then the bread can't be more than $7. So, I mean,
might be a little over your $10 saved, but
basically
if it
free.
Is, not much.
Basically free for trying our promo code when you book with Getaway today.
I'm doing that next time I go. That sounds
I
so
know,
good.
Right? I meant to try that bread last time I was there, but you know, the one day things, it's like a whirlwind of
right
chaos, and you just do what you got to do.
Yeah. When you have a Dudesneyland trip, it's
Dudesneyland.
All out.
Hashtag Dudesneyland on Instagram.
That's
You'll
right.
see all about it. Yeah, I think I made that hashtag. I don't
Hey,
think it was
that's
a
all
thing
right. It is now.
Before. Now Dudesneyland is a thing. All right. This week at the Disneyland Resort, the hours are simple yet again, March 28th through April 3rd. Disneyland's open 8 to 12, DCA 8 to 10, and Downtown Disney 7 to 1. The events going on right now, of course, the Food and Wine Festival through April 22nd. Lots of good food there, which you could, you know, use that $10 towards as well. And then closures, Astro Orbiter. From what we had researched, it was supposed to open on the 22nd. Now I've got the 29th as a possible reopening date. Must not be back from space.
Nope.
The Haunted Mansion is closed with no set reopening date. Same with Sailing Ship Columbia. No idea when that's going to be back on the waters of America, the rivers of America. And then over in California Adventure, Redwood Creek Challenge Trail is still closed with no set reopening date. So there you go. Yeah, so that's it for this week at the Disneyland Resort. If you're going, have a great time. Crowds are probably wild, spring break and all. So
right. It'll be
have fun if you're
crazy
there.
for a minute.
I don't know if I would ever go this time of year, ever.
Yeah. I've been shortly after.
Yeah.
But that was a different time. And
That was
Disneyland.
That was a time that is no longer.
Right. Because there used to be off seasons at Disneyland, and now there are no such thing.
Yeah.
But
Now
Sean
there's.
knows how great it was to go
Oh,
right
so
after spring
nice.
breaks ended.
So nice. Back
First week
before
of
May
May.
the 4th was a big deal.
Yep.
And now May the 4th is a big deal. And so that time of year just, it's busy.
Yep.
It's all busy. There's just busier time.
Yep. There's
And
busy and
not
busier.
as busy as busier
And then there's
times.
absolutely insane, and that is Christmas time.
Yes. Yeah. So pick your poison, I guess.
And Halloween, to be honest.
Yeah.
Halloween has now hit insanity too.
That used to be like the thing. Like I loved it back in the day. I
Right.
still like Halloween at Disney, but back when they started doing that, I feel like, I don't know when they started, but back in the day when we
Back when
went,
it wasn't as popular, like it's
people
way
weren't all about
popular
it.
now,
Yeah.
but when we first went for Halloween, I don't feel like it was as big a thing.
I
And
feel
now
like
it's
the
just
same was for Christmas
insanity.
the first
Also
time we
true.
went
Also true.
in 2001. It seemed pretty empty during Christmas.
I think that makes us trendsetters.
Yeah. Yeah. We were ahead of the trend. Everybody else followed. That's why like a Disney cruise just seems so much more appealing to me now more than ever, because I don't know, you can't really have too many people on a cruise, right? The cruise is built for that many people.
It's true.
I don't know. Obviously, you don't have rides like the Haunted Mansion on the
That
boat.
would be cool.
They should just have a Haunted Mansion cruise. That'd be sick.
That
Anyway.
would be neat.
All right. Let's head over to Brian's Trivia Corner, presented by allenchantingears.com, where the trivia is at a 90-degree angle.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Brian's Trivia Corner. It is literally in a corner.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is once again trivia time.
Yibbity dibbity.
Yeah, that.
Gotta be fresh and new
yibbity.
Once in a while.
Yibbity dibbity indeed.
That's what all the kids will be saying
It's
soon.
true. because
they're not already.
We're trendsetters, so.
Oh yeah.
I guess that means they will be saying that before we know it.
Yep.
Anyway, let's get right into our trivia. Of course, as Sean mentioned, brought to you by allenchantingears.com. If you need some good Disney gifts, some ears, other different Disney gifts, like my favorite entrance plaque. I love it. They do very high quality work. You're going to be very happy with what you receive. And of course, when you let them know about our promo code with them, that's WOTMS10, the number 10, they're going to give you 10% off your entire order. So go ahead, get those gifts purchased and get ready for your next trip. They've got a lot of different themed ears, different Disney fandoms and different holidays and things like that. So go check them out. They do, like I said, very good work. You're going to be very happy with them. So allenchantingears.com. Go get yourself something nice.
Real nice. But
real nice. He's coming to FanX, folks.
That's true. Good old Randy Quaid.
Yeah, make sure you're there. Let's hop into last week's question. And that question, of course, was Steamboat Willie was the first cartoon to have a theatrical release. First Mickey cartoon to have a theatrical release. I should clarify that it's Mickey cartoon, not just first cartoon.
That's true. So, the first cartoon ever.
Right. First cartoon ever released. No, first Mickey cartoon in theaters. But there are two cartoons that were made before Steamboat Willie, even though they were not released before it. What are those two cartoons? And I got a lot of half of the answer correct, but there were a lot of folks that did not know the second one. So a lot of people know Plain Crazy was made before Steamboat Willie. The one that most people did not know, however, was Galloping Gaucho. So if you have not seen that one, definitely one to check out. It's another good Mickey cartoon. I mean, those classic black and white cartoons were a lot of fun. Okay. Very different back then. Mickey was a different kind of mouse back in that time.
I think he was a better mouse, personality-wise, back then.
True. What does he call himself in that?
Little scamp.
Oh, yes. He was such a little scamp. If you guys haven't seen, what is that one called?
Steamboat Silly.
Oh, Steamboat Silly. Yes. Yeah. On Disney Plus. Go check it out because it is amazing and has a ton of good references in it. So I highly recommend that one. But yes, the answers were Plain Crazy and Galloping Gaucho. Everybody knows Steamboat Willie is the first, but it wasn't really the first one made. It was these two. So, but Steamboat Willie does get a lot of the credit because it was the first one released in the theater. But anyway, let's go ahead and get right into this week's question. And that is going to be more Disneyland centric, which is fitting for our show. How long is the hull of the Mark Twain riverboat? If you know the answer or think you know the answer, definitely send that to me. That's Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, WOTMS@gmail.com.
And of course, you can email me at any time with the email address of Sean, S-E-A-N, WOTMS@gmail.com. Also, for those not familiar with their aquatic vehicular things, the hull is the like the body, right? The watertight body of the ship.
Did you Google this?
I did.
Very nice.
That's what they said. The watertight body of the ship.
Did you know what a hull was before you Googled it?
I assumed that it was the length. I assumed it was a side of the ship. But apparently it's not a side of the ship. It's just the body.
Yes.
The watertight body.
Very good. See, everybody's learning things with trivia today.
Heck yeah. Yeah. All right. So, if you want to contact us, those emails are a great way to do so. You can also join us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. By the way, we've had our March Madness stuff happen. So I thought I would reveal first the results today on this episode before I put them on social media. But I think what were we down to? We were down to like the eight, right? Big Thunder versus Pirates, Haunted Mansion versus Indiana Jones. So Big Thunder Mountain and Pirates beat out Big Thunder Mountain. And then the Haunted Mansion beat out Indiana Jones. So it was down to just Pirates of the Caribbean and the Haunted Mansion. And I have to tell you, Pirates of the Caribbean beat out the Haunted Mansion, and I'm disappointed in all of you.
I'm so disappointed.
Over on California Adventure, Soarin' versus Guardians. Guardians beat out Soarin'. Radiator Springs Racers beat out Incredicoaster. And then Guardians beat out Radiator Springs. So the final was between Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout and, of course, Pirates of the Caribbean, or Caribbean, depending who you are and where you're from.
Is it Pirates or Pirates, depending on...
Pirates of the Caribbean. I am on the wrong social media account for this. All right. So it was down to those two. And the winner, 66% to 34%, Pirates of the Caribbean won. So
nice.
Nice work, everybody. Pirates of the Caribbean is the winner of the Wadhams Disneyland Resort March Madness bracket. If you guys were betting on it, congratulations to those that won.
I did not place a wager.
Yeah. Yeah. For those in Vegas at the time.
Yeah, just right. Kidding. I heard the betting odds were crazy.
They're betting on our bracket. But anyway, so yeah, go join us on social media for all that fun stuff. Again, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and what did I miss? Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. If you want to support the show for free, you can do that by listening to the show every week, every Wednesday, and subscribing and leaving a nice 5-star review on the following platforms.
That would be Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, excuse me, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason. And just so you know, excuse me is not a new platform.
Yes, that's true. That we know of.
Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know.
Maybe it is, and maybe we're on it. I don't
know. If it is, hopefully we are on it.
But also share the podcast with those that might also enjoy it. If you want to support us financially, of course, you can go to our TeePublic store, which is linked in the show notes and in our social media links. You can also go to buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS and just donate that hard-earned cash with no expectations of a return.
Right.
Just the warm fuzzies of helping out your favorite Disneyland-based podcast. All right. Let's move into the meat of today's episode. The corn dog, if you will. The Bengal barbecue skewer of the episode, if you will. Wrapped in a delicious pretzel, cheese, garlic bread. Anyway, let's go ahead and start with the first thing here. You know what? Let's start with this.
It sounds like a good place to start.
Yeah, this is always a great place to start.
I'm annoyed with the one you were just talking about.
Were you? We were
first going to start with, but we'll get to that.
You're annoyed with it?
I am.
Interesting, interesting. All right, so the first thing, not it is Disneyland related, but it's not. You know what I mean?
That's a good way to put it.
Somebody built an amazing replica, I must say,
of
the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland in Georgia. It is now available for anybody to purchase. It is only $2.2 million.
Oh, that's not bad.
Pretty reasonable there.
Right.
Yeah, if you look on the Remax listing here, you can see many, many pictures. The outside, it's awesome. I want it. I'm not going to lie. I would buy it and live there today if I could. But
it's Georgia, though. Georgia's going to be...
I don't care.
Kind of humid, isn't it?
I don't care. Almost 10,000 square feet. 9,467 square feet on 0.31 acres. There are 6 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms. 5 of those are full baths. That's pretty wild. Yeah. The price per square foot, $232, built in 1996. And yeah, it looks pretty nice. Big description that I'm probably not going to read right now, but I will tell you that the residents of Turnberry Court, assuming that's the little area that it's in, will enjoy access to a clubhouse, playground, pool, tennis courts, and pickleball court.
Jeez.
So if you're one of them olds, like pickleball. I'm just kidding. I know the youngins like it nowadays too. Oh, it says it's an entertainment haven as well. It says two-tier basement is an entertainer's dream with full bar, pool room, poker table, media space, and a full bath. It's wild. So yeah, that is located in Duluth, Georgia. And yeah, the outside is very Haunted Mansion-y. Even the front has the brick pillars, one of which has the Haunted Mansion sign on it, which is pretty cool. But the inside doesn't look like the Haunted Mansion, I will tell you that right now. It is very white and bright. And kind of nice. I like it. I know the group chat we're in didn't seem to care for it. Said it was pretty cookie cutter, but
I don't care. It's awesome.
I like the light fixtures in the kitchen. Those are pretty cool. Not very cookie cutter, in my opinion. Yeah, looks nice. Looks big, spacious, and.
I'd totally live there.
And there's an elevator. So take that, cookie cutter. So, yeah.
I don't know of any elevators in cookie cutter homes I've seen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to put a lot of Murphy doors in here.
Yeah.
I feel like you need Murphy doors in a haunted mansion.
Cool. Right. No, it looks like a very nice place, but yeah. And then just like uber haunted mansion on the outside. I would have so much fun with that at Halloween.
And Christmas. Think about it.
Oh,
think about the cool crap you could do at Christmas.
Heck yeah. I'd put a like replica thing of like the sleigh on the outside.
That'd be sick.
That would be so fun. Because if I could pay $2.2 million for a house, I'd be able to do that.
Right. So, and I'd commission that Nick Fixes Las Vegas sign maker guy to do a giant replica of the Nightmare Before Christmas clock.
Yeah.
Put that out. It'd just be awesome.
That would be way cool.
But yeah, if anybody's wanting to gift us an estate, we would love it.
Yeah, I wouldn't complain.
buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS.
Let's start the fundraiser now. Here we go, folks. Just 2.2 million.
Yep. Well, it said it had a media room. Like, I feel like we could record in that.
Right. Well, it looks like a really, like, aerials of the property even are way nice.
Yeah. It is a nice looking property.
Right off the Chattahoochee River.
Everybody loves the Chattahoochee. Isn't that in a song?
Yeah, except it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
Oh, ooh. What does that mean?
I don't even know. Ask Alan Jackson.
Is that appropriate for our little podcast here? I don't know.
Kids, ask your parents.
Terrible. All right.
All I know is that's what he said in the song.
What was our mom listening to?
Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
All right. Yeah, let's get Brian angry for some reason. I don't know too much about what's going on here that would make you angry. I guess I could maybe guess a couple things, but
you might be able to.
But anyway, D23 is coming up, and of course that means a new set of 2024 honorees for the Disney Legends thingamabob. So the host for this is going to be Ryan Seacrest. Yay. But there are 14 honorees this year. First one, Colleen Atwood. Don't know who that is. Do you?
I do not.
Okay. Next is Angela Bassett, who I don't know who that is.
I do not.
Okay. Martha Blanding. I've heard great things about Martha. Don't really know her contributions, to be honest.
She's a 50-year cast member.
Is she?
At Disneyland Park.
Perfect. Thank you for your service. Cool. She's been there for 50 years. I've probably seen her at some point, would be my guess. Who knows? Next, from Simpsons fame, James L. Brooks.
I know who that is.
I think that's cool. Next, of Avatar and Titanic fame, James Cameron. Is that what you're mad about? No, not yet. Not yet.
There's some of these I just don't understand, but
yeah. Yeah. Next, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I don't know how much Disney has she. I mean,
I only know her from she was Freaky Friday, The Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know.
She did a really good job as Leota.
She did.
But so far those two things are not enough to be a Disney legend to me.
Yeah. I don't know. She had to have done something.
Because James Cameron did Avatar doesn't seem like reason to be a Disney legend.
Yeah.
James L. Brooks, just because The Simpsons are part of Disneyland now, doesn't seem to be.
That's true. I don't know. Maybe he's done other things.
This next one really makes me mad because I don't see that as a Disney legend at all.
And that is Miley Cyrus. So she's number 7 there.
Just because you're Hannah Montana doesn't make you a Disney legend.
Yeah.
What have you done since then? Nothing of note.
Next, Steve Ditko. I believe animator, right?
Mm-hmm.
For Disney. Though.
I understand that. That makes sense.
That does make sense. This next one makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Mr. Harrison Ford. Even if he wasn't in Disney. Harrison Ford.
It's Harrison Ford. Yeah.
Just kidding. Nah, but Indiana Jones, kind of a big part, I think, of the Disney parks for a long time.
Yeah. And I mean, Star Wars has been a part of the Disney parks for a long time. I understand that.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't part of Star Tours.
That's
but
true.
But he's part of the Star Wars franchise, which has been in the park for a long time. So I get that one.
Yeah. Mark Henn is the next one. Here's to also be an animator. We've also got Frank Oz.
That has, like,
that makes sense.
That's one of my favorite ones that's on here personally.
Yeah. He's probably one of the ones that I'm like, oh, he hasn't been one yet.
Right.
There's also one more. There's, yeah, one more at least, two more that I was like, what? I thought they would have been this by now, but
right.
But yeah, Frank Oz, obviously Muppet fame. Muppets are big.
Yoda.
Part of the Disney realm. Same with Yoda. Same with what else was he for Disney? I do know he was in Inside Out. One of the guards for the clown thing.
True. I think he also probably might. I don't know if he was a voice in Captain EO.
I wouldn't be surprised. But it wouldn't
surprise me if he did.
That sounds about right. Next is Kelly Ripa.
Ripa.
From Regis and Kelly. Right?
Yep.
ABC.
That's the one. I mean, she's been on there for a very long time. So, yeah.
Well, I don't care about it.
I don't care. I can see it.
Next, I'm surprised, honestly, that
right. Why did it happening take this now? Long?
But Joe Rohde, of course, of WDI fame, did a lot of good stuff in Imagineering,
right.
And I didn't know this, but it sounds like Joe Rohde and Disney kind of had like a falling out.
I did not know this.
I don't know. I saw a tweet from Fresh Baked talking about it and saying it looks like they're mending their relationship with Joe Rohde because Joe Rohde's like doing some mentorships for some of the WDI folks. And I'm like, that's probably a good thing.
Right. Hopefully they can get him a new Disney legend thing to put in his ear.
Yeah. He'll just hang his trophy from his ear.
Yeah, well, he's got just about everything else hanging from it. So, car keys.
Yeah, I think he's a pretty wild individual, but I think he does a really good job.
He was an amazing Imagineer.
Yeah, I'd love to see him at Fan X.
Oh, yes.
Somebody.
All you Fan X folks, if you're listening, Joe Rohde.
Joe Rohde would be sick. We've had, why can't I think of his name right now?
Tony Baxter.
Tony Baxter.
We were too late to get
Rolly.
Rolly.
That would have been awesome.
Bob Gurr, though. Bob Gurr would be
sick. He's still active. He's an active man. Get him while he's active.
Yeah. And before he's gone.
Yeah. And the last one makes a lot of sense. And another one that surprises me that he's not on there already is John Williams, famous composer for everything.
Yeah. Pretty much any good soundtrack from your life.
Yep.
He did it.
But
if it wasn't him, it was probably Danny Elfman or Hans Zimmer.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. But we definitely know him from Star Wars, Indiana Jones. I'm trying to think of other Disney related John Williams stuff, but that might be it. The rest, there's a lot of Universal stuff from John Williams or Warner Brothers.
But Harry Potter was very much in his wheelhouse.
E.T.
Back to the Future. He Jurassic did a lot Park, with Spielberg. Right? Yeah. Jurassic Park. Hook.
Hook. Yes. So John Williams makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Just so everybody's aware, if you are interested in going to D23, the D23 Ultimate Fan 3-day ticket is $297. The Ultimate Fan Pass 1-day ticket is $99. The Preferred Ultimate Fan Pass 3-day ticket is $999. I think that, it's exclusive to gold members. 3-day floor seat for evening shows at the Honda Center and 3-day access to all experiences at the Anaheim Convention Center. So the other 3-day gives you the assigned seat, but it's not a floor seat, for the shows, for the evening shows, at the Honda Center, and 3-day access to all experiences at the Convention Center. I'd rather do that, to be honest. And then a D23 fan pass, 1-day pass for gold members, 79, general members, 89, 3-day pass, 209, general members, 259. I'm guessing that's just, yeah, that's just for the Anaheim Convention Center only. Nothing in the Honda Center, which includes the Legends ceremony. That is going to be at the Honda Center. So,
Angela Bassett has been in the Black Panther movies. Ramonda, I think it's the mother of Black Panther. Was also Dorothea Williams in Soul.
Okay.
I'm just kind of looking through some of these to see what their ties are to Disney, but that's all I can find so far. I guess she was in Meet the Robinsons too.
There was a second one?
I'm no.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
She was in Meet the Robinsons also.
Nice.
Outside of that, I'm really not seeing much Disney related. But
well, I liked her in Soul. We'll say that.
Yeah.
I only saw the first Black Panther. I don't know if she's in the second
one.
Yeah,
I didn't. I haven't seen any of the other ones.
Is there more than one other one?
Just the one so far, but I'm sure there'll be more.
All right. Well, enough about those legends. Let's get over to Star Wars. We all love Star Wars, right? At least the older stuff. I haven't watched the new thing, whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called. There's a new series.
Oh, Bad Batch?
No.
Different one?
It's like a live action series of some kind.
Oh, The Acolyte that's coming out?
Yeah.
Or The Acolyte? That looks good.
I haven't seen anything about it.
That looks way good.
But anywho, there are some Season of the Force offerings that we wanted to talk about, including a foodie guide coming up. But first, we want to talk about some new experiences that you're going to expect at this year's Season of the Force. The first one being a new nighttime experience at Galaxy's Edge starting April 5th called Fire of the Rising Moons. Looks like it's going to be like a firework show set to Star Wars music. So that should be fun. It will have film scores from John Williams. It also says this can be experienced from multiple areas in Galaxy's Edge, including the Black Spire spaceport, the TIE Echelon docking platform, and the speeder garage. It says that your Magic Band Plus will add to the ceremony's atmosphere with colorful lights and ambient vibrations. The vibrations are beginning to materialize.
They're picking up good vibrations.
Yes. Also, we've already talked about the new additions to the Adventures Continue at Star Tours featuring Ahsoka, Andor, and the Mandalorian. We'll also see Hyperspace Mountains return.
No, obviously, Sean that's loves not that.
Okay, I like it. Just want to make that clear. I just like Space Mountain better.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just me.
I will say it was smart of them to call Star Tours The Adventures Continue when they redid it.
Yeah.
Because they'll never have to rename right. that attraction again. They can add whatever they want, and yep. It's The Adventures Continue.
It just continues. It goes on and on, my friends.
Like the song that never ends.
We'll get into, of course, the food and beverages that you can expect to see. There's going to be merch available, and one of these really intrigued me. There's like a Star Tours jacket, and I kind of want it. I don't know if you see that.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
It looks like it might be a hoodie.
Like a cast member uniform.
I know, and I love it, and I want it. Maybe I can sneak into places.
Right.
Just kidding. I don't really like the Star Tours shirt. It's like the attraction poster, but it's huge. Yeah. And
the jacket looks way better.
Based on the image, it looks very like a very thick printing,
mm-hmm.
which to me says very sweaty chest.
Right.
So fun stuff. There's also going to be different photo pass shots. Looks like you can hold a hologram, or it's like the bounty holograms of
cool. Like
Mando
a
and Grogu. Yeah. So that's pretty sweet. Yeah, that's about it. So let's move into the foodie guide then, shall we?
We shall.
We shall. And of course, we'll do it like we normally do. We'll switch off every location. And the beauty of this is it's just a Disneyland foodie guide. There's no Disney World or anything, because they don't do Season of the Force there for some reason, which I'm
that's
shocked.
That's
because
they have Star Wars weekends there.
That's right. That's right. All right.
Totally different things, but
well, let's let me check one thing. I don't know. Okay.
Oh man, I want that popcorn bucket. I know you told me about that earlier.
What is that? What is going on?
By the way, we have a new clock in our house. And it chimes the hour and the half hour. It does not do the 15 or the 45.
It must be 10 o'clock.
It is. If you just heard that, it's chimed 10 times. It is now 10 o'clock. Yeah, and then it will ding once at the half hour. So
yay.
If we're still on in 30 minutes, you might hear that too. I kind of forgot about that until we got to this point, and here we are. Anyway.
Anyway, Brian is going to start us off at Docking Bay 7.
All right. One of my favorite places to go. I've had some good food there. But over at Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo from April 5th through June 2nd, they're going to have fried chicken bows. That sounds really good. Two crispy chicken bows, spicy katsu sauce, and creamy slaw.
Ooh.
That is a new offering. That sounds really, really good. And I've actually had this next one. And it's amazing, and I highly recommend it. The Dewback chili noodles. These were really, really good. They've got spiced fettuccine noodles and gingered ground pork with broccolini stems and shredded red cabbage.
Nice.
It's tasty. I'm not going to lie.
Is it spicy? Is there a spice to it?
There's a small spice to it, but it's nothing too crazy.
I don't know, like, what the deal was with that shrimp lo mein or whatever that I got from California Adventure, but that was so spicy.
Really?
I was not expecting it. And, yeah. So.
Interesting. Yeah, it sounds like something I'd enjoy. But yeah, go check those out. Those sound good, both of them.
I enjoyed it, I will tell you that, but I did not enjoy it at like 3 a.m.
Oh no.
Yeah, that was fun.
Was it the heartburn or something worse? Something worse. That's all we need to say.
Yep. But yeah. Burned coming out, that's what I'll say. But
jeez.
Over at the Galactic Grill, the dates will basically be the same on everything unless we say otherwise, the April 5th through June 2nd. But over at Galactic Grill, they're going to have the Bantha Burger, which is new this year. It's Angus beef, vegetable patty. Whoa, what? Okay, hold on. Angus beef and vegetable patty. What in the world? Marinated pork belly, American cheese, Asian inspired slaw, and sambal sweet mayo on a toasted brioche bun.
Are they trying to sneak plant based into my actual meat?
That's what it sounds like. And then they're like, marinated pork belly. American cheese.
It lost me at American cheese too.
At least it's, I don't know, it's a good like melty cheese.
Get yourself some good cheddar.
I agree, but it is a good melty cheese. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a good like gooey. Anyway, chorizo loaded fries, waffle fries, pork chorizo, chile de arbol, cheese sauce. And black beans topped with avocado, tomatillo sauce, green onions, and Oaxaca cheese.
Oof, that sounds so good.
They also have the Wookiee Parfait, chocolate sponge cake, chocolate pudding, and caramel mousse on a chocolate coffee crust with chocolate pearls. And then they have the watermelon slush with Death Star glow cube, new this year. And then they have the Granny Smith Apple Slush with Millennium Falcon Glow Cube.
Did you see that chocolate pudding comes in a cup?
It does come in a cup.
I bet you it's not only a buck.
It's probably definitely a buck. But yes, I enjoy that. I get that reference. Yes.
I'm glad you do. We'll see how many other people do. If you know that reference, email us.
Yeah, and good for you.
Yeah, well done. You've passed the test. Over at Katsaka's Kettle, there is a Celto slush. I'm guessing the Celto or Kelto slush. Plant based. I'm out. Plant based. Plant based pandan flavored horchata topped with cold brew. I don't know what any of that is other than horchata and cold brew.
Isn't horchata just rice milk?
Yes, but I don't know what pandan flavored is.
But isn't horchata like always plant-based?
It would be, yeah. So I guess that's okay.
Weird.
Unless it's a plant-based milk with it.
Over at the milk stand, they're going to have the Toydaria Swirl. Green milk with chili seasoning and mango jellies.
That'd see, probably... that might make green milk good.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Blue milk's where it's at. Green milk just isn't.
Neither milk is where it's
really?
At. No.
Did you know they're, did you see they're releasing True Moo blue milk?
Oh my gosh.
In
really?
April. But
no.
it's vanilla flavored. It's not
well, if I was gonna say if it tastes like Disneyland's, I'll pass.
I did.
I
I'd buy
both,
it.
and I didn't care for either of them.
That's
I was
wild. That's wild.
Disappointed to not enjoy it, but I didn't. Okay. Anyway, we'll move on from things that Brian dislikes. Oga's Cantina. They've got a few different options. This first one is not new, but the rest of them will be. The first one is Oga's Obsession. Minute Maid lemonade, wild strawberry flavor, yogurt-filled boba, and strawberry and grape candy pebbles with a bursting dried fruit mixture. It's a
is
very
that a drink?
It looks like it's in a petri dish.
I know. I'm like, is this?
It's like a shot,
I don't...
but it doesn't have any alcohol in it. I don't think.
But it's like in a petri dish. I don't
I
know
know
how you drink
it's...
that.
Huh, interesting. Anyway, let's move on to the other drinks. All the rest of these are new. They've got one called a Fiery Mustafarian, very well named.
Yes.
El Mayor Añejo Tequila, Aperol Aperitivo Liqueur, Peach Puree, Peach Syrup, and Lime Juice served with a dropper of spicy lava syrup. Sounds interesting. Few things I couldn't pronounce at the beginning, but the rest sounds nice. We've got a Silver Sea Martini, Hendrick's Gin, Minute Maid Syrup, Ginger Syrup, Honey, and Mint Syrup, topped with a shimmery butterfly pea flower tea. It's a lot of syrups.
Looks cool.
It does. But yeah, I might be able to get behind that. for the most part. Some of that sounded really good. And then they have a Chandrillon orb glass, which is El Mayor. Wait a minute.
You missed the chalice.
Oh, I did. Forgive me. I'm noticing something about the Chandrillon orb glass, though. Anyway, Chandrillon chalice, Hendrick's gin, Minute Maid lemonade, ginger syrup, honey, and mint syrup. Is this basically the Silver Sea Martini in a souvenir glass? That's what it
looks like, yeah.
Why didn't they just say that? Anyway, this is basically the Silver Sea Martini in a souvenir wine glass. 2 per person per transaction. No discount supply. And then the Chandrillon orb glass is basically the Fiery Mustafari in a souvenir wine glass. So if you want the souvenir glass, you got to get them Chandrillon style. Either in the chalice or the orb glass, whichever one you want to have. But yeah, both of those, 2 per person per transaction, and your annual pass will get you absolutely nothing as far as discounts go.
They're cool looking glasses. It'd be cool to have like 4 of them.
Right. Like I would take either of those glasses. If I were getting one of those drinks, I would get it in that glass because it's cool.
All right, over at Ronto Roasters, they have the Passana Punch. It's orange juice, white grape juice, red passion fruit, and hibiscus. Sounds pretty tasty.
Nice. I always like a good non-alcoholic drink like that.
Yeah.
Something with some kind of cool flavors and whatnot. Interesting. Yeah. Usually interesting drinks always have alcohol in it. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate a non-alcoholic one once in a while. Anyway, moving on to Grand Californian Hotel and Spa, over at the Grand Californian Great Hall Cart. They've got a macaron box that is new. They've got a Star Wars sugar cookie. And if it's the one that I'm looking at right now with like the Star Wars logo on it, the TIE, X-Wing on it, it's pretty cool looking. It almost looks like it's one of those fancy, I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for, but where you put like all the different colors of icing into like a cup in the middle and then you pull the cup out and it just like spreads out. It's really cool looking icing on that cookie.
It is cool.
So I would definitely get something like that. It looks nice. This makes me happy. There's a Wookiee cookie.
I bit my Wookiee.
It's just a little chewy. Yeah, sorry, I went there. I think I'm funny. Anyway, they've also got pretzel lightsabers, a tropical whoopie pie, and a milk chocolate lollipop.
Nice. That macaron's awesome. Little baby. Well, I don't know. I think that's just a Yoda.
Is that the Whoopie Pie?
Maybe.
I think maybe it's a Yoda. I don't think it's Grogu.
Yeah. Too many wrinkles.
Right.
Over at GCH Craftsman Bar and Hearthstone Lounge, they're going to have the Bitter Martini that's new this year. It's Hendrick's Gin, Campari Liqueur, Lemon Juice, Simple Syrup, and Green Grapes.
Very nice.
Yay.
Let's go over to the Grand Californian Hotel and Spa Great Hall. And they're going to have April 5th through May 31st. So this is not through the entirety of the event. They're going to have the Galactic Creation, this showpiece. Oh, so this is like a display that's going. They say this showpiece depicting the Millennium Falcon arriving in Black Spire Outpost was created by in-house Disney culinary team. It's brought to life with edible ingredients like 300 pounds of powdered sugar, 80 pounds of crisp rice cereal, 60 pounds of marshmallows, 100 pounds of dark chocolate, to name a few. It is a really pretty cool display. So probably going to be found around the same area where you would find the gingerbread house around Christmas time.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat.
Nice. So some novelties.
Now you've got a nice long one here. I'll take a break for a minute. Crap.
So across the Disneyland Resort, you're going to be able to find the Jabba the Hutt bucket. was telling Brian about this earlier. Limit two per person, no discounts applied. Yeah, that's actually only at Galactic Grill and the popcorn near Star Trader. And it's Jabba the Hutt. His mouth opens and there's popcorn inside.
I love that.
And there is also, it doesn't say it yet, but there's a Salacious Crumb like clip. I don't think
I would have to get both of them.
Yeah, I know.
And then like put them on display in my house, sitting next to each other.
I'm not seeing that listed as like a clip that you can buy. I wonder if it just comes with the, it's got to come with it.
Maybe it does. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like hooked to the little lanyard thing that holds your popcorn bucket.
Yeah. Maybe it is.
That's
just
awesome.
With it.
That's so cool. They also have a
way awesome.
What?
That's way awesome.
That is so cool. That would be one. Like I said, like these popcorn buckets, it'd be a good one to display. It'd be a good one to just have
so
in your Star Wars collection.
I have a young son of mine going at the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to see if he can pick me one up.
Yeah, that'd be sick. So that is available. They also have the salvaged Stormtrooper helmet bucket. Again, limit two per person, per transaction, no discounts available. This one starts May 4th, so you cannot get it until May 4th. It'll be at Galactic Grill, Cat Sockus Kettle, and Beverage Carts around Galaxy's Edge, as well as the popcorn near Star Trader. It's quite literally a Stormtrooper helmet, and it's upside down. It looks all worn and used, and the flap lifts up and there's popcorn in there. So pretty cool. They have a Darth Vader stainless steel tumbler that includes a drink when you purchase it. It's new this year. That'll be in Tomorrowland as well as the hotels. Well, at GHC Craftsman Grill, you've got a Grogu sipper. I think we talked about this before because they previewed this one, but it's Grogu with his little cup of frogs, and it's a sipper, and I love it. That's going to be available April 5th. That comes with a beverage as well. Millennium Falcon bucket. Oh, that's cool. Appears to light up. Limit two per person. I guess that's for like all of these. That's awesome. I like that. Death Star Glow Cube, Millennium Falcon Glow Cube. They also have the Rancor Beer Flight souvenir board with four teeth. So each cup or glass is a tooth from a Rancor. And of course, that's at Oga's Cantina.
I wish that my son that is going was old enough to be able to go into the cantina and get me one
go,
of these.
Right?
I know, but they come with the alcoholic drink, so he can't get me it.
I bet they'd sell him just the thing.
Because I might want one of those fancy cups too.
Yeah, the which one?
The Chandril and Orb glass.
Oh yeah. That would be sick. They also have the Darth Vader premium mug that comes with a drink, and that's only at Galactic Grill. They have the acid spitter orb sipper. That was weird to say.
Right.
Including a drink as well. So that looks pretty good. There's also going to be, of course, Disneyland After Dark Star Wars Night offerings that we'll, I'm sure, talk about later when that comes out. But Brian will take us to Downtown Disney.
Yes, I will. I lost my connection to the article, so I'm just getting back on there. Let's see. First, over at Salt and Straw, they're going to have a maraschino cherry with tie-dye marshmallow fluff, pink and blue marshmallow Milky Way fluff with purple dark cherry ice cream.
Sounds good to me.
It looks interesting.
I love maraschino cherry.
Like, is that this purpley looking ice cream that I'm looking at up above it.
I think so. They make pretty good ice cream.
I would love to
try it. Flavors.
I've not tried salt and straw, so one of these days I might have to check that out.
Their pear and blue cheese, delicious. But over at Splitsville Luxury Lanes, they have the Cosmic Roll. It's nori wrapped around sushi rice with tempura, fried kanikama crab, avocado slices, jalapeno slice, and crispy garlic drizzled with eel sauce and sprinkled with black sesame seeds. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, it looks amazing.
I don't really like jalapeno, but the rest sounds pretty awesome. They also have an order to 2018, which is gin, Italian liqueur, and fresh squeezed citrus. That's new, and it looks like either Yoda or Grogu, depending on your preference, I guess. So,
nice.
But yeah, that all sounds delish. If you're going to Disney during this time, enjoy. Send us pictures and all that fun stuff. But that's really all that we had today. Anything that I missed, that we missed?
I don't think so. I think everything I've seen, we've gone over. So
yeah. Perfect. Cool. Well, we'll go ahead and end it there then. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. We do appreciate it. Again, if you want to follow us on social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. If you like the episode, if you like the podcast in general, share it with those that might also enjoy it. And of course, subscribe and leave us a nice 5-star review on the following platforms.
That would, of course, be Apple Podcasts. Excuse me. Excuse me is not platform. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason.
I was mid-yawn while you ended that, and just made me sound like a weirdo when I said, oh no.
It was almost like Sloth on the Goonies.
Hey, guys. But, yeah.
Pretty close.
We do appreciate you guys listening this week. We appreciate you guys listening every week, so please join us again every week, every Wednesday, to hear the new word on the main street. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Whoa! Slow down! You're not racing yet.